Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It's a brand new year and plenty of NBA talk on tonight's show. We are so delighted to have back with us. It is George Mumford, meditation coach and best-selling author who has worked with some of the most recognizable names in the NBA, Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson, and Kobe Bryant. We definitely wanted to catch up with him and visit in the new year. Good evening. I hope the 2016 is off to a great start.
Yes, happy new year, new beginnings, which means new, which means ending. So one year ended, a new one begins, then we're up and running.
Well, George, what are your New Year's resolutions? I know that you work very closely with the New York Knicks, and gosh, they're closing in on 20 wins already in this season. Are they going to make the playoffs?
Okay, so you're asking me to look into my crystal ball?
I sure am.
yeah, you are. It's hope. That's an aim. That's definitely a goal, is to make it in the playoffs. But as you might well notice, that the Eastern Conference is much more competitive this year than it has been in years past. Whereas you had a team like the Boston Celtics become an 8 seed with a losing record. Well, that's probably not going to happen this year. So I think it's too early to tell. So that's the good and the bad news. It's too early to tell, and we seem to be moving in the right direction, so I like our chances.
Yes, the Eastern Conference has vastly improved, and one of the reasons we have invited George Mumford to be on with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, we had him on, I believe it was like last spring. He had released his new book, The Mindful Athlete, Secrets to Pure Performance. He has an amazing story and his journey, and so we wanted to be able to share that. So why don't we start off with having you open up and talk about how you got started and working with so many of the NBA greats and how you helped them step up their game and hitting those game-winning shots.
Yes, well, how I got started working, well, at the time, back in 1993, so it's about 22 years ago, mm-hmm. I was working at the UMass Medical Center in Worcester, Massachusetts, in the Department of Preventive and Behavioral Medicine, and under that umbrella, it is now called the Center for Mindfulness. But back in the day, it was called the Stress Reduction and Relaxation Program. So I was working there. I helped establish an inner-city clinic so that we could offer the same mindfulness-based stress reduction to people on the other side of the railroad tracks, you might say. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea of the clinic was that there were a lot of people that had stress-related ailments that weren't being addressed fully by the typical medical establishment, the conventional medicine, if you will. So they got referred into our program, because it's thought that as high as maybe 90% of the presenting symptoms in a visit to the hospital or doctor's office is stress-related. And even if it's not stress-related, like chronic pain, for instance, becomes a stressful event. So that one, and that's how I got into it. Actually, I had chronic migraine headaches and back pain, and that's how I got into this process of mindfulness-based therapies or mindfulness-based approaches to things. So, fast forwarding, the founder of the stress reduction clinic, Jon Kabat-Zinn, used to, and he still does, they give these workshops or these clinics at a place called Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, Phil Jackson, back in the 90s, he used to run a program called Beyond Basketball, and he would be there teaching people the triangle and teaching them how to play the game, have fun, but how to, and they would actually go through a regimen of like a mini training camp with teaching them the skills and the taking them through drills so that they can actually learn basic fundamental stuff so that they can actually understand how to play basketball in a format and to play with others. And it was basically predicated on being able to see what's going on, and from that awareness, a certain quality of awareness, you can make skillful choices based on what happened. You can read it and then make a proper choice. So it was like mindfulness in action. You have to be able to do that. So in 1993, he approached John and asked him who he could recommend to come in and teach the guys meditation or teach them how to deal with the stress of success, which is because at that time, the Bulls had just won 3 back-to-back championships. So that they won in 91, 92, 93. Mm-hmm. And they were dealing with the stress of success. When you become successful, people come at you, they want things. Now you have something, so there's the fear of losing that. But the main thing is that it's really stressful because people are coming at you and wanting things, and how do you manage success? And so he was very interested in bringing me into training camp to teach the guys how to deal with the stress of success. Meanwhile, during that summer, Michael Jordan's father got murdered, and Michael retired or resigned from the team. I guess retired would be a better word.
Right.
And so when I got there in October of 93, they were in a full-blown crisis because, you know, when the best player in the world retires unexpectedly, now here you are, you got to go on and play without your centerpiece. And so that's how I got started into it. And, of course, we went in and we were able to be competitive without Mike for about 18 months. And then after 18 months, he came back. It was March of 95, I believe it was, he came back. And I guess he, back in those days, it was I don't think it was a text. I think it was a fax, maybe, or I don't know. I think it was a fax.
Right.
I'm back. And that was that headline, I guess, that his agent sent out. And so then the rest is history. So I worked with the Bulls for 5 years in 96, 97, 98. They won championships, another three-peat or back-to-back-to-back. And then 99, Phil took the year off because he left the Bulls after 98. And then in 2000, when he started with the Lakers, he brought me along. And so then I worked with the Lakers from 2000 to 2003, and of course, 2000, 2001, 2003, we won 3 championships in a row. His third three-peat, my second three-peat, and that was the 6th championship in 7 years. So from 1996 to 2002, in that 7-year period, I was involved with 6 NBA championships, both of which were Phil's teams.
Wow.
Using the same process, mindfulness-based basketball, you might say, or mindfulness-based training for being present, for having the awareness to see things in the moment and to make wise choices or the most beneficial choices, which could be helpful in terms of getting 5 people to play as one that are on the court at the same time, but we're talking about a whole team. So that's how I got into it, and then, of course, now fast-forwarding years later, I have the same role with the Knicks.
Sports psychologist consultant George Mumford is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break, and the conversation will continue with meditation coach and best-selling author George Mumford.